When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, Jim Nantz joining the show at 9:15, so you don't want to miss any of that. You don't want to miss EB's entertainment page, which is happening right now. Listen to the Ramones at Pet Sematary.
I think this is the Ramones' best song.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's
their
best song.
It's probably not their most popular song.
Right.
But I think it's their best song.
Right. By the way, the original Pet Sematary, way better than the trashy remake, in my opinion.
Didn't see the
don't was bother the original? With the remake.
When was the original?
1986.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And that's when the dumb cat gets killed and comes back as a demon.
Yeah, because the dad takes the cat and buries it in the pet cemetery. He doesn't want his daughter being distraught that her cat was run over by a giant oil truck out in front of their house.
By the way, Cakes put up his...
I remember slightly.
Yeah.
Cakes put up his Halloween outfit on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm Coach Quinn.
At Cakes Chunks Quinn. Radio, but I also put it up on our Instagram page.
Very
Give
good.
Us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. Mm. You're getting a lot of compliments.
Ah, very good.
He looks just like him.
I mean, just like him is a stretch, but like...
I mean, you look a lot like him.
You know, did the goatee. Got that backwards hat.
You're 8 inches shorter.
I'm a little shorter. Yeah, and I'm not quite the leader of men that Dan Quinn is, but I'm doing my best over here.
Is Dan Quinn 6'4"? I'm curious. He could be.
He's pretty big.
He dwarfs me. I know that because I met him in person.
I'm going to guess he's at least 6'3". Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a big guy.
Listed at 6'3".
Yeah, very good.
Good call.
All right, Cakes. Entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, or his woman, Miriam. She's the kind of like the acting GM now that Mike's running around in charge of all the BMWs. She has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWofFairfax.com. All right. You know, I have to just, a little side note here. I clicked on this Jennifer Aniston story just because I've always been intrigued by her. And they did this bit where she showed her little thing, button that she voted. And then they were making a big story out of the fact that she had something in the background of her photo. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what that was. You know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe she had some sort of... toy or something.
You're pinch zooming it up.
I was like, what are they talking about?
Right.
And because this was like lead story on a couple things. It went viral. And I'm like, looking at the photo, I can't find anything. And
viral.
And they're making a big deal about the fact that she has framed photos, not of her family, but of her dogs.
That's a big deal.
I was hoping it was some sort of like one of those toys Drabby has in his dresser.
That was a big letdown.
Yeah, big letdown. It's a picture of her two dogs. Apparently, she's a big dog.
Is that common?
The people have pictures of their dogs?
I don't know.
I think if you're really wacky,
I guess if you don't have any kids, she has no kids, right?
Correct. Yeah, no kids are like your kids.
I would guess a decent number of people that have pets and dogs, especially, probably have some sort of photo of their dog.
Pet cemetery.
Of course.
Pet cemetery. Just solo. Do you have any?
Just solo with the dog.
What's the one I can get a family picture with the dog? No, I get that.
But like my daughter has like one of her graduation pictures was her posing with Winnie.
That's with your dog.
At College Park.
No, but what about just...
like, just the dog?
What's the one that just passed?
Simba. Pour some out for him.
Do you have a framed photo of Simba? You know what? Oversight.
Don't know.
That's an oversight, Cakes.
But we do have a drawing of both Simba and Kipper, who both passed in the last 2 to 3
I've
years.
I've got solo photos, right, and I've got a drawing.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little wacky.
It's my dog.
Hey, we love our pets.
Yeah.
You guys can't relate.
It's like my third daughter.
All right, so here you go. I got
you just
a list.
Can't relate, exactly.
I can't. I got a list of 2024's top trending Halloween costumes, according to
Dan
Google.
Quinn?
Now, I'll lead this off. Dan Quinn's not in here.
Okay, I wonder if any of the five-year-olds that come up to my door are going to know who I am if I'm dressed in this get-up tonight.
And my youngest was so excited yesterday when her Halloween costume came in.
Okay.
I guess she's wearing it to school today because she's got a game tonight.
Has the parade. Well, no, she's too old for
those
parades.
She's too old. She's
I got to go to a parade
sophomore
after
in high school.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like a 10-year-old costume. She got like a Skittles, like one of the Skittles bag.
Okay.
No, which I feel like I've seen that a million times.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know why she picked that. That's nowhere near the top 25 here. You guys care to guess?
Top 25.
You care to guess what the number one is?
Number one costume.
According to Google.
The number one costume of 2024.
I feel like I should know this for the amount of times I've been into Spirit Halloween, but I guess I
haven't
paid attention.
I mean, this seems like an old reference. I don't understand why it would be.
Okay.
The shrunken head Bob from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Why would that be number one?
Just because Beetlejuice, the dumb movies.
Beetlejuice
yeah,
came out.
Beetlejuice 2 came out.
Okay. All right. Ray
makes
gun.
Sense.
So that's the dancer.
Ray gun. Who's Ray gun?
Isn't that the person that did the hip hop dancing?
It's the break dancer from the Olympics.
I didn't know her name. The Australian woman who
She bombed it and everyone goofed on her.
I went to a parade on Sunday, and I saw that costume all over.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I don't even know what this is. Catnap.
Catnap? I don't
know
what that is. I don't know what that is either.
Catnap. What is catnap?
No idea.
Not sure.
All right, number four, another Beetlejuice. Dolores.
O'Riordan?
Not Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Is that the Winona Ryder character? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know what catnap is? What is catnap?
It looks like catnap is from a kids' TV show, it looks like.
All right, here's another one I don't know. From The Amazing Digital Circus. Never read those four words before in my life.
I've never heard that before.
Pomni. Is that like a kids show or something that they're watching now? Like Blue's Clues or something?
Gotta be.
All right, Envy from Inside Out.
Okay, so that's a Pixar movie.
Red from Descendants.
I've seen
any of these.
I don't
none.
Well, you're out of the kids game. I mean, you have kids, but they're older.
Dr. Doom. Okay, that one makes sense.
Are these all...
This is the top 2024 trending Halloween costumes.
For kids?
Those are, I mean, Descendants is kids.
Or for everybody.
Pomni's kids. Half the ones you're talking about
are kids. Where's Diddy on that list?
It's got to be a hot. That's got to be a hot.
That's got to be for college guys.
What about couples? I mean, is it still like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? That's got to be like.
That has to be one.
It's not
top
here.
Couples
not
like
here.
Costume.
Sabrina Carpenter. Isn't that like an artist? Like
she's
a pop
star
artist.
Yeah.
Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool. I didn't know that was. I mean, know Deadpool is.
One would be right up your alley, Valdez. A Chipotle burrito.
Okay.
Hey, Mar's telling me that if you have like an app
burrito.
And you have a costume, Chipotle will give you a burrito for $6 today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Catch me there at 3 o'clock is when it starts.
What are you dressing up as?
So I do it every year. It's just my normal like lazy bit. It's just put on a Commander's jersey and a hat. Just say I'm a super fan. I mean, they kind of just brush it off.
It's a lazy costume.
So
super
no.
fan.
That is
super
so no.
lazy is what that is.
Please, the Chipotle in Arlington, deny Mar service. Deny Mar service.
Not even trying,
for being so freaking lazy.
Right. That is lazy.
Valdez, are you dressing up tonight at all?
No. I will be watching the original Halloween, though.
As
I watch
you should.
It every year on Halloween.
Tradition.
I watch the original OG Halloween.
Very good.
Can you hand out candy where you live?
Yeah. I have a stash.
Oh, you do?
I have a stash ready to go.
That Old Bay flavored gummy bears. Yes.
This is weird. You know how Cakes always has these...
I didn't know any of those costumes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's a terrible list.
Zippy.
I actually think the only one I would have known would have been Ray Gunn.
No idea.
Yeah, I
might have known her. Cakes is big into, and I'm kind of with him on this for the most part. If you're an athlete, you sign a contract, you know, you probably shouldn't go skiing. You shouldn't go snowboarding. You know, anything that can injure
surfing,
you know.
Body
shouldn't go
surfing.
Race cars. But this one surprised me. Remember, Michael
Jordan.
Going
to go skiing with me?
I think he did have the clause in his contract that he could play pickup basketball.
Okay.
He was so into it. Jalen Hurts, in his contract, he's not allowed to play golf.
I saw that yesterday. It's kind of surprising.
That?
They're worried about him like swinging his arm out, banging.
Swinging his arm out.
It's like hurting his arm or his shoulder playing golf.
I think you could hurt your back.
It's only so many bendovers, ZB.
I mean, don't you torque your body all the time when you're playing golf?
Yeah, but it's more back than arm.
Okay, but if he has a back injury, he can't go play football.
Back. I get back.
Yeah.
I don't get arm. That's all.
Plus, it takes a lot of time.
It's less time in the playbook.
They want him in the playbook.
Yeah. Right. You guys,
I mean, don't pitchers play golf on their off days
all the time?
Like 100% of them?
Yeah.
Well, I think they know that it's built in that every single pitcher is going to get injured, so it doesn't really matter. Right. Just, you know,
well, it's
kind of
the same with the NFL. All right. According to analysis from The Athletic, I don't know how the hell they get that. This is great promo for Smuckers. NFL teams consume a minimum of 80,000 Uncrustables a year.
Yeah, we had that on our Instagram page.
Shocking
recently.
Number. I don't know if I've ever had an Uncrustable. I don't think I have.
They have them over here. I've had a
They have a million things at the Monumental Vending that I don't buy.
Who doesn't? I thought you were a PBJ guy.
No, I'm not a big PB. I'm not averse to it, but if I have a choice of a sandwich, I can think of a dozen I'd rather have. Before a PBJ.
He's more a bologna guy.
Oh, I'm more of a deli meat guy than
You're
I am.
A bologna guy? Who's a bologna guy?
I just remember as a kid he had bologna.
As a kid, I used to love bologna. And every summer when I go to Kiowa, I buy a pack of bologna and white bread and yellow mustard. And I white trash it up for a week.
You just relive your childhood?
I don't eat bologna ever for the rest of the year.
I don't know if I've ever bought bologna.
But I like roast.
I don't even know what it is.
A roast beef or a turkey sandwich is delicious.
Bologna.
Yeah, I like that.
So
what is bologna? Is it like cheap?
It's
meat
a lot
now?
Of. It's a lot
like
of scraps.
It's a combination of.
It's not great. It doesn't even taste
like
great.
It's basically like spam.
Yeah,
it's kind of like spam.
I haven't had it.
I feel like my mom when I was growing up used to.
My mother bought it all
bologna,
the time.
But
it was cheap.
We were busted.
Yeah, it was cheap.
I get the quality bologna though, Oscar Mayer. I don't get the
Your
trash.
Bologna has a first name. O S C A R.
It's got a second name. M A Y E R.
Jay, you were saying something.
I was going to say. What team eats the most? Do they have like a list of?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Where's Washington in there?
He comes out. Let me see. 24.
He's driving the Wienermobile all around Kiowa.
Sam Cosmi could eat 40 of them.
Oh, Denver Broncos led the pack. They go through 700 Uncrustables a week.
Jeez.
That's a lot. They just don't look that appetizing to me. Are they that good? Do they taste that good? And Uncrustable?
I think they're amazing. In fact, the other day, I just bought a box of them.
Okay.
People rave about them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll put it in the fridge and have them cold.
That's exactly
they people rave about them.
Yeah. Lacrosse tournaments, they would have them out there for the kids, and I would just... I would just crush them in the tent, you know, like between games.
PB&J's would probably be good.
They're really good.
What else do they have
other Uncrustables?
I know they have different jelly flavored ones.
Yeah, I know they have like the strawberry and the grape. I'm a grape guy. I'm always grape. Are you a strawberry guy?
To be honest,
I am.
I've never had an Uncrustable.
I haven't
ever.
Either.
You haven't?
I'm not a big PB&J guy. If I'm going to have PB, I'm just going to have plain peanut butter.
You want me
sandwich.
To pop your chair? You want me to buy buy you guys each one? Would you have one?
Sure. You want to do
you're gonna buy
review?
It?
Well, I mean,
an Uncrustables review.
I mean, for $10. I mean,
if you're gonna buy one, I'll eat it.
Do you like? Have you had them before?
I would just if buy I did, one it was and long chop time it up instead of buying 50 Uncrustables.
You gotta let them sit out for 30 minutes.
I don't let it sit out.
Why?
Well, that's the whole bit. That's why they're in the refrigerator, because they're designed for kids' lunches. They're designed to thaw out and be at room temp.
They're
when
not frozen.
That sounds like an Uncrustables expert
they're
right
not
there.
Frozen. I don't know.
Hey, if you go to a country club and they have Uncrustables at their halfway house,
yeah.
You're at a legit
you
club.
Are. That's yeah. a nice perk.
Yeah.
At the turn.
Tom says he does a bit with, I don't know why, but the Highlands in Chicago, they're big on pretzels and cheese.
Oh, like beer cheese.
Like, yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how to describe the cheese. Yeah. Probably beer cheese.
Yeah, it's so good. Sounds like a very Midwestern-y thing.
Yeah, I think it's...
You know what crushes an Uncrustable? A BLT. Destroys it. Blows it right out of the water.
I would agree.
It's not even close.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Especially the EBLT from Blue Match.
That was
no
special.
Longer on the menu.
With you, Cake.
Well, anything with bacon on it's better.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course.
The Menendez brothers, they still could be released before Christmas, Cake. So
that's quite a Christmas
gift. Get your Christmas
for them.
Card ready to send to those guys.
I'm sure I'd send them a Christmas card.
And last but not least, they're saying, yes, Tom Brady was blindsided.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
By the news that Giselle was knocked up by the jiu-jitsu.
How's she blindsided by it?
Well, first of all, she's 45 years old.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's recently broken up. He probably still has a little bit of feelings. He said he was in his feelings a little bit. Took him a little while to kind of absorb it. This baby's mama going to have kids with another daddy.
They moved on.
Moved on.
I feel like the initial hate on Tom Brady as an announcer has dissipated.
Not for me.
And now he's just a regular guy.
Which game did he do
he's
last
terrible.
Week?
He's regularly terrible.
Who? I don't think this is bad.
No, I can't believe he's calling a Super Bowl.
He's just so boring. He's a nothing.
No Riz.
Got no Riz.
Rizless. No wonder that jiu-jitsu guy went in there.
Yeah, easy for him. Easy pickings.
Did he have the Ravens Browns? No.
I don't know. Whatever.
Frost Tucker was on that game.
You don't even realize the guy's doing it.
Melatonin.
Yeah. Melatonin.
Just record him and put it right next to your
with magnesium.
Put it right next to your bed when you're trying to go to sleep. All right, coming up next, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us. And don't forget Jim Nantz. He's actually a quality NFL broadcaster.
Well, he's incredible.
He'll be joining us coming up at 9:15 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.